Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Dr. John DeWitt, and this is the first episode of the Brain Builders podcast. Welcome, and I am here to help enlighten you on the latest research and techniques for optimizing cognitive health. So, the title of this episode is 20th Century Medicine is Dead. Welcome to the 21st Century of Cognitive Health. Dr. Dale Bredesen, author of The End of Alzheimer's, the first program to prevent and reverse cognitive decline, has really opened my eyes to the reality of 20th century medicine. This monotherapeutic approach, one magic pill to cure any condition, is no longer working, especially in the case of neurodegenerative conditions such as Alzheimer's disease. Now, Big Pharma has literally conducted hundreds of clinical trials and spent billions of dollars to make a magic pill for Alzheimer's. The only successes have little symptomatic effect and very little or no effect on disease progression whatsoever. Now, that is what intrigued me about this new approach. The current medical perception of how to cure Alzheimer's disease and other neurodegenerative diseases is slowly starting to change thanks to Dr. Bredesen's work. He has identified over 40 factors that can lead to cognitive decline. Now, while it was once believed the culprit was the amyloid plaquing that was found in patients suffering with Alzheimer's, Dr. Bredesen has a novel perspective. His research has shown that the plaquing is actually the brain's way of protecting the body against these 40 factors that I'll be discussing over the next several shows. And the American diet, now this is slowly turning our population into mindless zombies. It has led to chronic inflammation, which is an overprescribing of toxic drugs as well, such as statins and blood pressure meds, and also sleep apnea that often goes undiagnosed. And all three of those, the inflammation and the toxic drugs and sleep apnea, all contribute to cognitive dysfunction. Now, as an alternative health professional myself, my purpose for this podcast is to summarize Dr. Bredesen's findings and guide our suffering population to the proper health coaches, alert them to the nutritional danger signs, and reveal the genetic tests that can help turn around the sinking ship of monotherapeutics. Now, as a former professional athlete, I also realize that there's a connection of Dr. Bredesen's findings to the long-term effects of concussions and chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE, because a lot of my former teammates are suffering with cognitive decline. They can't remember where they put their keys. They can't remember where they park their cars. Eventually, they start to forget the names of their pets and even their children. So I think and know that the new protocols that Dr. Bredesen is using to help people come back from the slow goodbye of Alzheimer's and dementia, I know for a fact that that has got to help players, teammates, friends that have suffered concussions and CTE, because the brain is the brain is the brain. And one of the actual risk factors that he talks about in the research that we'll cover later is that if you've had concussions, then you have a higher risk of having Alzheimer's and dementia. So I appreciate you joining me for this first initial podcast, the maiden voyage, as it were. And Dr. Bredesen, he's a research doctor. He's in the lab always doing all kinds of research. And you have to understand, as I'm sure you probably know, people that are really, really smart and spend a lot of time in the lab away from a lot of people, they tend to get a little technical. And we're going to be talking about neurology. We're going to be talking about endocrinology and a lot of different technical words. And I'm going to try to break this down as easy as I can to make it easier to understand for you, to kind of take the fear away from this. And I just really hope that you would share this podcast with your friends, with those that could help, that it could help, and really try to get the message out, because I personally know that in the past, people have always said, you know, if there was a way to find out if I had the gene, the genetic marker for Alzheimer's, I wouldn't want to know because there's nothing I can do about it. Well, that's the old school, the 20th century medicine way of thinking. Now, Dr. Bredesen is breaking new ground and it has proven with multiple cases that people that have gone from speaking Spanish, speaking German, speaking Chinese, to suddenly they can't remember how to speak any of those languages anymore. And then over a certain amount of time on his protocols, after they get their baseline testing done, and we'll talk about that in future episodes as well, as far as like what lab tests you need to have done, what the goal numbers need to be, what your targets need to be. And once they follow that protocol, and not only just that, but they change their nutritional landscape so they avoided the American diet that causes all the inflammation and chronic inflammation and do more of a plant-based diet, but it was specific to each individual person. And this person that had forgotten how to speak those languages that she knew how to speak in the past, after a certain amount of time, she literally remembered how to speak those languages again. I mean, that blew my mind, because it's like you've got this big library of information and suddenly you've lost the card catalog, for those of you older people that know what a card catalog is. But it was what would organize where everything was. And say in, you know, the modern day, it's all computerized. So say you just don't remember the password to get in to find out where everything is. But she was able to reboot her brain in such a way that she could access that information. And that literally blew me away. Now, why am I the one to give this podcast? What qualifies me to share this information? Well, personally, I had a grandfather on my dad's side that passed away at the age of 72 with advanced dementia and cognitive decline. I remember my dad used to take me to the nursing home to visit with him, and he always used to tell me, he would say, you know, make sure you look him in the eye, because it makes him feel bad if you don't look him in the eye. But I was a little bitty kid. I was probably 5-6 years old, maybe a little bit older, and it just scared me to look him in the eye, because I could tell, even at such a young age, that something wasn't right and he wasn't really understanding what he was seeing. And my dad shared that he had gotten to a point towards the end where his dad would go into the bathroom and he would pick up a brush to brush his hair, but instead he thought that it was an electric razor, and he would be rubbing the brush on his face thinking that's what it was for. So it's like he knew that it was related to hair, but not exactly what he was supposed to do with it. And I mean, he just talked about what a horrible experience it was to experience what we all know they call the slow goodbye, because he got further and further away, and then finally passed away. And the scary thing for me is that now my dad is, he's the one that's starting to show some forgetfulness and doesn't remember things. He repeats himself a lot. And just by what I've learned in Dale Bredesen's book, it literally has opened my eyes to the option that doesn't have to be forever. And unfortunately, one of the things that he likes to do is he likes to smoke cigars. And one of the risk factors is if you smoke cigarettes, and if you smoke cigarettes, you know that if you smoke cigars, one cigar is equivalent to about 5 or 6 cigarettes. So it's pretty bad situation. So it's just going to be some behavioral changes. And that's just one aspect. Like I said, there's 40 different factors involved, and not everybody has all 40, but it's just good that they have connected these 40 factors to cognitive impairment later in life, so that you can check to see, you know, where you are along those 40 factors. If you don't smoke, that's good. Take that off. You don't have to worry about it. Alcohol is another no-no, but it depends on how much alcohol you drink. If you have one glass of wine a week or maybe two, that's okay. But if you're having two glasses of wine every night, that's a problem. Some of the other things, we're going to go into every individual one in a couple episodes, but some of the things I thought were interesting where he goes through a long list of things that can be risk factors, such as implants. If you have hip implants, then you're at higher risk. If you've even had breast implants for the ladies, that can put you at higher risk of cognitive decline. If you eat high mercury fish, such as shark or swordfish, the heavy metals, those are toxic and bad for you. If you have the mercury amalgams, the fillings in your teeth, that's a bad thing. Even if you've ever had anesthesia ever in your life, that puts you at risk of cognitive decline. So, and I might add as well, that concussions, yes, they, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, concussions, if you've had concussions, that puts you at risk because that's physical damage to the brain, and that puts you at risk for long-term cognitive decline. So just because you address it and you see that, that makes you aware that, okay, you're at risk, but the important thing is there's a protocol, steps to take that actually can fix the problem. Yes, they can, the problem, and he continues to do that. Now, it's interesting as well because this woman that could speak to multiple languages and forgot him and then recovered him again, once she was working again and she kind of got off the protocol for a little while. When she got off the protocol, then she started to backslide again and started to have problems remembering things. So it's one of those things. It's a lifestyle choice. And honestly, that's why I wanted to do this podcast, because I want to be able to simplify this as much as I can, because if you or a loved one is suffering with cognitive decline, you have enough things to worry about, and you hope and pray for that magic pill, because I know with my dad taking his medications now, I mean, it's hard to keep track of who's taking them, who hasn't. My mom, you know, she's stressed out, worried about, you know, is he taking the right ones? Did he take too much? Has he not taken it yet? I don't know. And so I understand that you want a simplified solution, but unfortunately, this is not a simple condition or a simple disease. It's something that it's going to take a multiple pronged attack to, first of all, discover what your issues are, what your deficiencies are, figure out the foods you need to eat, the supplements that you need to take to make sure you're getting enough vitamin D. Vitamin D is another really big one that they found, because we literally sit in a cubicle and don't go out in the sun and get the vitamin D that we need. And that's vital to help protect our immune system, to keep our immune system healthy. And so vitamin D is really important. And personally, for me as well, I played 12 years of professional football. And in addition to that, I played 5 years of college football at Vanderbilt University. And then 4 years of high school, 3 years of junior high. So what is that? 24 years smashing my head against people. And I know for a fact that I've had at least 4 or 5 concussions. And so on a selfish level, I want to take part in this as well. So it's a journey that I'm just kind of helping lead everyone on here, because I personally am going to be going through it myself and want to get all the results, take all the tests, get all the blood work done. And that's what I love about Dr. Bredesen. He lays it all out, tells you where to go, gives you the websites, and I'm going to share all that information and tells you what to do about it. It's like, okay, if this is a problem, then you need to, if obviously if you've got mercury amalgam fillings, you need to have those taken out. We actually work with an office, American Biodental, down in Mexico. I'm in California, in Southern California. And we have people go down to this American Biodental, and they will take out your mercury amalgams. They give you vitamin C IVs and all kinds of really good antioxidant type treatments to help make sure that you're as healthy as possible. And that's something that you need to consider if you've got a lot of mercury amalgams. Another interesting thing that I came across in the book as I was reading was it's the chronic inflammation is a problem, but also the immune system is depleted. It's not as strong as it should be. And what happens is it makes you more sensitive to different bacteria and mycobacteria, things like molds. You're more susceptible to infections from molds, which can lead to cognitive dysfunction. If you ever were bitten by a tick, that's another risk factor because you can have that bacteria in your system, and that can cause problems later on in life. And it's just so fascinating because it's a functional medicine approach. And what I love about that is the word functional. It's because it's always changing, but it's working with your body's innate ability to heal itself. And after my 24 years total of football, I went to pharmacy school for a year. My sister's a pharmacist, and I actually have to give her credit that she's the one that directed me to Dr. Bredesen's work, and I'm just forever grateful for that because it has really, really opened my eyes to what's possible. And after I played football, I went to pharmacy school for a year. She's a pharmacist. After a year, I kind of didn't really like the way it was going. It was really revealing, actually, because one of the compounding pharmacists there, we had a class where we made our own lip balm, like chapstick. So you literally mixed up all the ingredients, the chemicals, and all this stuff, made chapstick. But he was really smart individual, and he said, even back then, that was decades ago, that he would never take acetaminophen or Tylenol. He said he would never take it because he knew literally what that broke down into once you took it into the body. And he said everything it breaks down into is super toxic. And he just couldn't believe that anybody would ever take it, and that the marketing department for Tylenol had been able to get people to think that it was all right to take. So that is something, once again, if you're taking that, that is a risk factor for cognitive decline. If you're taking antibiotics, that's another interesting thing because, you know, we were all told, oh, you know, smallpox, et cetera, you get you a vaccine, you get you, you know, some antibiotics. If you get an infection, that's going to heal everything. Well, something that Dr. Bredesen mentions is our mitochondria. Those are the little power plants of the cell is what they call them. And they help to generate the ATP. If you remember the Krebs cycle way back in biology class, generate a certain number of ATP, and that's what breaks down in order to give us energy. So the mitochondria are believed to be many, many, many centuries ago was a bacteria that ended up establishing a symbiotic relationship with humans. And so they are basically bacteria. And if you take an antibiotic or an antibacterial, that is going to affect how your mitochondria work, which is going to affect your energy level. So I thought that was pretty interesting too. And just to, I'm just so excited about this. I'm just really honored to be here and to help as many people as I can. After I went to pharmacy school, I then decided, you know what, I think I want to go to chiropractic college. And this was, like I said, after playing football for so many years, I was a little bit older. And so when I was 33, I went back to school and went to Southern California University of Health Sciences, their chiropractic program there, and graduated with honors and started trying to figure out what to do as far as opening up a practice. And then I ended up at a really cutting edge, holistic, corrective chiropractic office where we see some of the most interesting cases ever. We see people that have autism. We see people that have cerebral palsy. We have people that come in. We had a little girl come in the other day that was totally healthy, born totally healthy, and then at 4 months she got a vaccine and suddenly she has cerebral palsy and literally is non-communicative. And they're saying, oh, no, it had nothing to do with the vaccine. And I'm not trying to, you know, stir anything up about that. I'm here because I'm excited to share how we are going to end the horrible, horrible condition of Alzheimer's and dementia. Something that was interesting that Dr. Bresson pointed out, he said statistically about 5.2 million people have Alzheimer's or cognitive decline right now in America, 5.2 million. But he said, based on all the factors that he's come up with and the blood work and such, a more realistic number instead of 5.2 million is more like 45 million. So there's about 40 million people out there that have all the markers and are already going down that path of Alzheimer's, dementia, long-term decline. And they don't know it yet because they don't have any symptoms, because it develops over decades of horrible food, stress, not enough sleep, sleep apnea. I thought that was really interesting. That was such a big factor, because when you stop breathing for a certain amount of time, it really affects your brain in a negative way. And just the fact that that correlates to concussions and the damage that can occur there, even on a cellular level, and I mean, it was really, you know, no pun intended, it was a no-brainer for me to do this podcast, get this information out there. I'm also doing a masterclass on concussions, Alzheimer's, dementia, all of these different cognitive decline, cognitive health challenges that people have, and that's going to be on September 7th. And it's going to be free. If it's before September 7th when you register, it's going to be free. After that, there's going to be a fee for it. But you can register at bit.ly, so it's bit.ly/brainbuilders. And that'll take you to the registration page. You can submit your questions, and we will address those specifically. It's going to be a six-week program. We're going to start on September 7th, and it's going to be every Friday after that for 6 weeks total. And it's going to be really exciting because we've partnered with the Cambridge Brain Sciences Institute that is offering a complimentary cognitive assessment that will help develop a baseline for you so that you know exactly where you are. And the thing I like about that is that it's not just a standard test. What it is they literally have done over 300 research studies to determine what they can offer without having to have somebody come into the office for a doctor to observe them. So what they do is they've set up these online mind game kind of things, like puzzles and things like that, but they're not for everybody. It all depends on what your particular condition is. So say you've had concussions, then there's a certain number of those tests that you'll do. And say you have, you think you have PTSD for the veterans out there. So there's another different set of tests that you'll do. Say you think you might have Alzheimer's. It could be full-blown Alzheimer's. It could be early Alzheimer's. All these different cognitive conditions have their own specific set of tests that the Cambridge Brain Sciences Institute has come up with. And that will give you a complete baseline, let you know where you compare with the rest of Americans as far as the percentage. And that's also something that Dr. Bresson talks about. It's like, it's really important for you to know where you stand now. And that's the goal of my masterclass that I'm going to be doing online. It's either going to be through a Facebook group or on Zoom or something like that. But we're going to get a baseline the very first day. Everybody's going to take their assessments and post the results, or they can share the results if they don't want to. That's fine. They can have their privacy. That's fine with me. But then we're going to talk about all these different protocols during the next 6 weeks after, or the 5 weeks after that, and then another follow-up assessment. Now, the follow-up assessment is going to be a few, it'd probably be $10-$12. You know, they only can offer the complimentary for the very first one, but $10 or $12 to get a another assessment to follow up. And that is literally going to give you concrete evidence of the progress that you've made. I mean, how exciting is that? It's kind of like in the past, if you wanted to gain weight, it was really simple. You just eat a whole bunch, you weigh yourself. After a certain amount of time, you weigh yourself again, and it gives you an objective measure of, okay, yes, I have gained this much weight, so this worked, or I didn't gain weight, so this didn't work. This is the first time it gives you such an easy way and an easy tool to check your cognitive ability without having to, like, literally look at your brain and use the functional MRI or the SPECT scans and all that stuff that Dr. Daniel Amen, who also is friends with Dr. Briss, and they've done some work together in the past. But it's a way that you can measure how your brain is improving, because it's all based on how you do the test. And the test is never the same. If you take it the first time, say you have concussions, you take the cognitive assessment. Second time that you take it to do a follow-up to see what your progress is, it's a totally different test. So there's no way for you to memorize it. So it is literally an objective way to see how we are affecting your brain. And that just blows me away. And I'm also going to have the former sports psychologist for the Lakers is going to be in the masterclass. It's kind of going to address, we're going to address a whole bunch of different aspects of cognitive health, of brain health, and just human health in general, because there can be a lot of anxiety. There can be a lot of depression involved when you're not able to think 100% and you're a little foggy and things like that. And he is a really, really interesting guy. And I really think that's going to be invaluable to have him on the show or in the class. And then we're also going to take it to the even a little bit further level to talk about how we can detox not only the brain, but there's certain techniques that you can use to detox and decalcify your pineal gland, which used to be considered or is considered the third eye. And I personally have done this protocol in the past and thought it was just kind of, I didn't really expect it to do anything. And I, you know, it's a little kind of out there, and you're listening to, you know, different tonalities and the vibrations are supposed to loosen up the calcium, and you're doing a lot of different supplements like organic beetroot juice, and because of the boron in there, it's supposed to decalcify and keeps calcium from building up in the pineal gland. And blue skate liver oil is a very high omega-3 supplement that you can take that's really supposed to help the pineal gland. But what I realized, there was no weird, I'm seeing, you know, aliens or anything like that, but it was really interesting because I swear I was able to make connections with different relationships and different patients that I talked to, and then I would see something else, and I instantly would remember, hey, that's something that somebody was talking about earlier. I wonder if they know about that. And then I would just, it was connecting more of the dots. It was really I felt more connected and more aware of my environment around me and what people were doing, what people were saying, and what I could do to help them. And so that was a really exciting thing for me. And that's something that we'll close out the course with. And I'm just really, really excited. I know this was kind of more of the why that I'm going to be doing this podcast, but I'm going to try to crank out as many episodes as I can starting tomorrow morning, and really just want to get the information out there. I encourage you to call in. I'm not sure if you can see the guest call-in number, but it's 929-477-2792. That's 929-477-2792. And I'm assuming that's going to be the call-in number for every episode. And you can call or you can chat and message me, and I'll figure out how this whole platform works so that I can respond to any questions. And I am honored that you have allowed me into your home and allowed me into your lives so that I can do everything I can to help you and your family and your loved ones, because I'm going to do the very same thing for myself and my loved ones. So thank you so much for listening, and I'm going to keep it to 30 minutes each episode for now. And if we need to make it longer in the future, we will do that. But God bless, and I hope you have a phenomenal day, and I'm excited to hear your successes.